237.
It's a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys that are welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I just had a thought, and I thought, should I interject that thought or should I not interject that thought? So I just shut my pie hole there.
Held back.
Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to our brand new website. It was just polished. It's the cream of the crop, friends.
Nice.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to be our friend on Facebook or like our Facebook page, that's Sons of Liberty Radio. Spell it out, friends. Sons of Liberty Radio. And like us if you would. And if you'd like to be my personal friend, you can do that. You can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And or we got a brand new fan page up. And it's been up for a week. We had 17,979 people go to my page.
That's a lot.
I'm almost insulted, though. I really am. I am, because I've only got, like, I think 100 people added, well, not per day, but 50 people added per day. So if you'd like, friends, I'd appreciate it if
show you
I know that I was loved. I need some.
Put your arm around Mr. Dean and like the page. It's time, folks.
Oh, thanks, man.
Day after day, he's there for you. You be there for him.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know,
I like
that. That's true.
That's right.
Go to Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean, it's my Facebook page, friends. It's my fan page. I'm posting brand new stuff on there as well. And it's great stuff. It's the two foundations, the pillars, the Bible and the Constitution, constantly. And it's food for thought, and it's stuff that you probably didn't know, friends.
You know what? And I think what's good about this is more interactive.
Common sense.
And what we're doing now is because we're going out on the road so much, it's offering less and less time for Bradley to go back and forth with people on his personal Facebook page. Not that he still doesn't, because he does.
This I still feed page, that one as well, yes.
That's right. This yep. fan page will cause it so you can be interactive all the time. And you get on there and you share your thoughts mm-hmm. and what the Lord has given you for revelation.
Because we get them all the time.
That's right.
We get them all the time, friends.
Also, with a fan page, you'll have that opportunity to not only get people that like your cause, but maybe are against your cause, and you get to get in the fight. Get your shorts sharpened. There's a gentleman.
It almost sounds like you said your shorts sharpened. It's like,
don't soil your shorts.
Okay, but wait a second.
Sword.
I also got to let them know, friends, if you'd like to jump on the air with us, you can. It's 1-877-807-9977. That number again is 1-877-807-9977. Now, again, I don't understand for the life of me. And, you know, the whole purpose of this radio program is to embolden people to do the right thing. And the right time to do the right thing is right now.
Amen.
Embolden. Bold means forward to danger. It's standing in the face of tyranny. If you do the math, you know, we were talking about this at church the other day. Isn't it interesting? It's going to parallel with what I'm talking about here. Isn't it interesting that David was raised up beating the bear and the lion?
Yeah.
Well, people are afraid of bears and lions.
Yeah.
But isn't it like the Lord to come about and say, well, listen, I'm going to have you take care of that bear and that lion in the wilderness as you're tending the sheep. And then I'm going to bring you out to meet an Anakim, a man with six fingers and six toes. His name is Goliath.
Woo!
And but isn't it like the Lord to train up his children to do what they can't do without the Lord? You understand? Call unto me and I will answer and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. Mm-hmm. It's like the Lord to give man faith that overcomes the world and an anointing to break the yoke of bondage over every shackle that binds man's hands.
Seems that's what every biblical story is about. It's an account to that.
You cannot, within your own strength, fulfill the vision that God truly gives you. He gives you vision that you yourself cannot fulfill without him. But with him, you'll always do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. It's his power, and it's your faith by Christ that's given unto you that calls up to heaven and says, Lord, you said it's your good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom, and he does. And then what does he teach you? Read Hebrews 11, to fight the good fight of faith, to win the battle when you're against the odds. And look at Gideon. I mean, God brought it from 22,000 down to 300 men. Because he didn't
now
want
go get him.
He didn't want men to boast in their own strength. And David made the mistake too. Mm-hmm. And God chastised him and disciplined him. Look at Samson knocking over the pillars of the nailing all the Philistines. Nailing all the Philistines with the jawbone of an ass. Well, people think, well, that's just kind of funky. No, folks, let me tell you something. When David said, by my God, I'll go through a troop, and by my God, I'll leap over a wall, I really, truly understand what he was talking about. If you're willing to sell yourself to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Then in only the secret of the Lord belongs to them that what? Fear him. Amen. And what is the fear of the Lord? Hating evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, the froward mouth do I hate. And what is the scepter of the kingdom? Go to Hebrews 1. What does it say? The scepter of the kingdom is righteousness, loving righteousness, and hating iniquity. When you have that in your heart, you'll know the power of God unto salvation. You're just not going to get around it.
You won't just be talking about
no
it
way.
Anymore. You brought up shepherds.
Matter of fact, you can't just sit there and do nothing about when you see the enemy, you're encouraged to attack the enemy as he's attacking you, of course. You're only contending. You're responding to his attack.
That's right.
Yes.
And respond you will. You just brought up shepherds. And we had posted this text art not too long ago. It said, a time, this is by Charles Spurgeon, he quoted this, a time will come when instead of shepherds feeding the sheep, the church will have clowns to entertain the goats.
Well, and that's why you have a bunch of goats running away from the bear and the lion.
That's right.
When in fact, God trains up his children to deal with a Goliath.
Which is what Jason Hubbard said. He said, and look what we have today. And also, too, just
But we see the problem. Let's be a part of the answer.
A last note. Arnie Silva, he always comments on our Facebook, and I wanted to give you a shout out, Arnie. You always say sharing. He's doing his job. He's equipping the sheep. Just like as we're feeding, he's feeding you.
Yeah, Bradley and Jake, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We're going to come back talking about the Revolutionary War. And guess what? There is only 3% of the population willing to fight. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. If you've never called in before, I promise, Jake won't bite.
It's safe. It's safe.
Jake.
It's safe.
Won't bite. I didn't say anything about me.
I won't bite you. I'm not going to bite you.
1-877-807-9977. In just a couple minutes, I want to talk about the fact that there was only less than 3% of the people that actually fought against Great Britain, that cared enough about their country and their posterity to fight for it. And God gave them the victory. Now less than 3% of the population, friends, is actually being used to judge this nation. Again, read Leviticus 26, timeline it. You'll see that God judges in stages. And you can also read Deuteronomy 28. You'll find out that there's 14 blessings and 55 curses. So the warnings were very strong to obtain the blessings. The other way around, friends. Now you got pulpits, as you said earlier, Jake.
Clowns sitting there for says, Jesus.
Yeah, clowns entertaining the goats and telling them, well, and who does that work for? Gimme, 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 my name's Jimmy at the pulpit so we can get a new house and a new car, right?
That's right.
And I'm talking about in excess. I'm not talking about his needs. That's cool. But when it's in excess, the Bible does tell us that from those that preach gain is godliness, from such withdraw yourself. And I'm talking about gain is godliness in the sense of prosperity and covetousness. And the prosperity that God doesn't talk about, all spiritual blessings in heavenly places are ours in Christ Jesus, is the prosperity that God is speaking of. Possessing the land by the Holy Ghost. God is never, ever going to bless you, friends, with anything that takes you away from him. He never will. In thy faithfulness, Lord, thou hast afflicted me that I might learn thy statutes. And it seems like a man that's hungry, he'll fight until he gets his food, right? That's exactly how the Lord teaches his children. So anyways, in saying that, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's
head. Can you say that with authority?
Head.
I mean, last week when we were doing the Bolsheviks.
That's right.
That was good. Remember, let's do
say
this.
Say it like that.
One, two, three.
Bolsheviks.
That was great.
Yeah.
Now let's try that again. Okay.
It's a terrible place to be. When your brains are in somebody else's head.
You almost sounded like somebody I know from...
I kind of like got off on that.
By my fault. Water filtration.
Yes.
Buy it now. Get your brains out of somebody else's head.
Yes.
So right now, folks, on the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I don't want just you... having fun, too, by
That's
the way,
right.
guys.
We're totally in jest. Yeah. Totally in jest. J-E-S-T. our new website, Sons of Liberty, we just put a new promo out there for everybody. We put the Support the Cause for Justice. You can get the 5-part DVD series today for $60. It was $75. We put it to $60 for this week. This week only. We've also shot it out on the email blast, and we've been getting the orders coming in. So if you want the chance to see it, this week is a great time to do it. $60, the 5-part My War DVD series that we talk about on a regular basis here. Also, too, just before the break last time, I brought up Arnie Silva. And Arnie, if you're listening today, we thank you so much for sharing the truth, for your service, sir. I look on there every day, probably 2 to 3 times. Arnie has just says something simple on Facebook, sharing. When we put out text art, we put out stories, we put out victories, that's all he's saying is sharing. Folks, you can do your part. It takes 10 seconds, takes 10 minutes to go through, for example, just on Facebook, and share it with the entire nation and people read it. Also, Jason Blair, we just were posting
really?
On the Brenner brief.
Is that what those network consistency
are for? Spread that message everywhere.
Do people really read that?
Sometimes people say, well, you know, when I work, I work. When I go to church, then I talk about God, you know, and there's all these
compartments. Yeah, compartmentalization, dude. It's
everywhere.
Baloney.
On everything that you
yeah.
do.
Yeah, how do you do that? That's confusion.
I honestly don't know. I mean, I am what I am, and what I am comes out of me.
And that's all
everywhere.
That I am.
That's right.
Yeah.
I've heard that before.
That was Papa that used to say that.
Was it
right?
Really?
Yeah, I think
that's
it was.
Awesome.
I used to listen to it or watch his cartoons when I was a little kid.
Well, I do eat spinach.
You know, when I think of that, now that I'm looking over to our producer, which is Jake's wife,
mm-hmm.
do you know who olive oil is?
Yes. Popeye was madly in love with that olive oil.
Dude, you're sick.
Ah, madly.
So bad, dude.
But I do want to say this for the record. My wife doesn't look anything like olive oil.
Well,
just so everybody
she's
knows.
She's about as skinny as she was. She might not. Well, she almost sounds like her a little bit, too.
Let's hear her. Let's hear olive oil. Come on, olive.
Well, she's probably digging around right now. Okay,
yeah.
Will you grab that for me and accommodate because he's digging a hole right now?
In the meantime.
Work with me, sister.
In the meantime, the Brenner brief.
She gives me the thumbs up.
I'm sure she did. You know, does anybody remember Brutus on Popeye?
Yep.
Our other producer kind of looks like Brutus.
Well,
really huge, really...
that's not very nice.
South-ended.
Here we go.
Come on, Brutus.
Oh, well,
anyways,
what was that about?
I have no idea. But I do know the Brenner brief
she
just
needs
posted
another
our
cup
story.
Of coffee. Okay, go ahead.
The bureaucratic backfire. Students back Bradley Dean. I've been in over 342 high schools across America,
mm-hmm.
and the next generation is literally dying for someone to break into their indoctrinated worlds and give them the truth found in America's biblical and constitutional foundations.
Yep.
Jason Blair commented that and said, nice work, Bradley. These are situations where you win either way, and we're referring to the school that thought they would try to stop and censor the message.
Yeah.
If the people let you speak, you get your message across. If they silence you, they inadvertently get your message out. Touché.
Well, if you stand
you
up, if someone tries to silence you and you just sit down and take it, no, you lose. Game over.
It's a win-win no matter what in our court. It's a win-win.
I'm trying to understand you because I don't agree with that.
I'm saying it's a win-win. If we go in and share the message, we get it. Like the two examples in the bureaucratic backfire that they're referring to,
yep.
the one down in Missouri and the other one. When they come and stop it and they call an emergency, guess what the kids just saw?
Sure.
Wait a second. Why didn't you want
to
see?
Yeah, and they sit there and advocate.
Exactly. So you win either way.
Yeah, they advocate First Amendment rights all the time until it speaks out against their immoralities, and then all of a sudden
That's
they don't
right.
like it. Yeah,
when they
isn't that amazing how that
when
works?
When they come against you, you
but
win.
But see, the problem is the righteous of the land allowed the criminals to do what they did and push the line as far as they have thus far, so America now thinks it's freedom of speech when they're actually advocating immoralities.
That's
when,
right.
in fact, if you look at your Republican version of law and government, friends, you'll see that they don't have the right to break the law.
That's right.
And you've allowed them to break the law, and guess what they're doing? They're breaking the law because you let them.
So when you
now you sit back and just say, I see it on Facebook all the time, and I tell people, listen, if you're going to post defeatism, don't post it on my website anymore. I don't want it because I'm not in the fight. Or someone like for example, someone today, one of my friends said to me, Bradley, because I corrected what she was saying. Oh, you know, we're becoming France really quick. It's like, no, we're not. And then I put in there, I'm sick and tired of Americans so willing to give up the liberties that men and women fought, bled, and died to give them so easily.
Mm-hmm.
It's shameful conduct.
Mm-hmm.
She emailed me back. She said, you took me wrong. I said, no, I didn't. I said, I'm just fighting.
Mm-hmm.
We're good.
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm in the middle of the fight. So don't feel like I'm an attack dog coming back at you. It's just the bottom line. I'm not going to go for defeatism. I don't hear that. I hear the overcoming word of God all the time in my heart, and I praise God for it.
Okay.
What is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith, friends. What is it that you feed on? Well, that's what you magnify.
Yep.
You sit there and keep looking at this criminal administration doing what they're doing, and you keep seeing these conservative talking heads do nothing but magnify the crimes and how you're losing your rights. It's only because they're not willing to stand up and fight
that's
for
exactly
them.
Right.
And then once you begin to see someone stand up and fight for them and actually win your rights back, it's foreign to you. And it convicts those that aren't willing to do what that individual's doing. They would rather condemn him or talk bad about him. That's why Christ was condemned, friends, on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to destroy him because the religious people didn't want to lose their place or their nation.
And look what
just
they did.
Just a bunny trail.
Look what they did by trying to destroy him, and that goes right back.
They even wanted to destroy Lazarus.
The more they want to do, guess what? The Son of God gets glorified even more. So whether they come in and try to kick it out or stop it, or
they have no lawful authority to do that, America.
That's right. And they're only proving who the criminal is. And once they prove that, then you deal with them.
And that's right. And then you see what they're trying to do is sway public opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, was it Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War? Said no. Just sway public opinion in our favor. They're not being ruled by law.
That's right.
Friends, give me a break. Kings rule through tyranny and policy only when subjects are rebels from principles.
Right.
Said Edmund Burke.
Amen.
And that's exactly right. Come on, guys. You have the law on your side, friends. Now stand up. We can do this together in Jesus' name.
And
not outside of that.
And we are. Prime example. Again, it was posted on Brenner Brief. Bureaucratic backfire.
Jake, can I ask you something, though? Go back to the original statement that you made.
Yep.
What do you mean we win both ways? Oh, I need to understand what you're saying.
When they come in and try to stop the message,
it backfires.
What? You win.
Yep.
Because it backfires. Because people say,
Hold
on a second.
Gotcha.
Why are you trying to stop this? Well, because it's light.
Yeah, I thought you were saying that, you know, if you just sit down and shut up and you're duly reproved by a criminal and you don't say anything, I thought you win that way. And I'm thinking, like, what are you talking about? No, sir.
And that's right. When you're standing, well, that's the key, first of all. You wouldn't have been stopped at an assembly if you weren't standing for that, which is right. But no matter what they do, if they let you keep speaking, well, the message gets out. But even better than that is when they attack the message because it shows the spirit is alive in the message.
Yeah.
And then kids get it all without having to explain the knowledge and puffing their head up. Did you know this is wrong? This is wrong. Oh, wait a minute. I just saw the truth attacked. And that's why when Christ was crucified, the principalities would have never done that had they known the effect of it.
Remember what Calvin said? I'd be a coward when a dog attacks my master and said nothing.
Yeah.
He's talking about Christ.
That's right.
When a dog barks and attacks his master.
Do we love him or not?
Totally. And totally. And I'm not going to let anybody taint the honor.
That's right.
Mrs. Funny wants to say something. Go ahead. Jake's wife's going to give the last word before the break. Well, where's olive oil? Is she coming in here? Hang on.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term
long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Remember last week, friends, I was talking about, keep that up there, please. That's great. Last week, we were talking about, what would you think if I asked you to fund my mission to teach Spanish in Mexico? And then I brought forth, have you noticed that professing Christians are preaching to the choir? Here, let me explain for a second. When a Christian band releases an album and does a tour, what is typically their general audience? And by the way, we were second best unsigned band in the early 2000s. And we got five label offers. I'm the drummer for a band called JunkyardProfit.com. P-R-O-P-H-E-T. JunkyardProfit.com. And it's interesting, a lot of these bands that we played with, they were no more Christians than Satan was. They were only using it as a stepping stone. Remember Sixpence?
Oh, yeah.
Young the Richer? Remember those guys?
So, yeah.
Yeah. They were Christians in the Christian scene. They get a one-hit wonder, and then all of a sudden they just depart from their supposed Christianity. Yeah. It's amazing how they didn't cross over. They crossed over away from the cross rather than taking the cross to the world with them.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
I like it.
And then people have the audacity to think that they're Christians.
Yeah. They say, I think a statement by the singer, I am a Christian. I'm a big, fat Christian. But we are not a Christian band.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like Evanescence.
So like
you guys all have heard of Evanescence. She's a pastor kid, PK kid.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So is this new whore out here. What's her name? This new little whore out there that's out there flaunting her stuff.
Katie Perry?
Yeah. Yeah, she's
that's right. Her parents are missionaries.
That's right. Yeah. Matter of fact, we know.
How's that work?
I don't know. It's
I'll tell you what, the world loves it.
Oh, they sure do, and so does the enemy of their soul.
That's right.
Until they sell out, and then they figure that they're left high and dry, and then they try to figure out why, because you wouldn't listen to what Christ told you to do in the first place.
That's right.
That's why you're in trouble. But let me get back to my point. So when a Christian band releases an album and does a tour, what is typically their general audience? Folks, again, we're talking about a lack of Christianity. Christians. They play for Christians. That's like going to Mexico and teaching them Spanish. When a church typically does an event, who usually comes? Professed Christians, goats today. Yet no matter where we go and no matter what we come in contact with as a ministry, we get thanked for crossing the line or being on the front lines and bearing fruit onto the counts and to the glory of our Heavenly Father. Matthew 5:16-17. Then we shared giving stats last week. I just want to reiterate this, folks. I want to rehearse this in your ears because it's such important information for you to understand what we are up against as a ministry. 91% of all Christian outreach evangelism does not even target does not target non-Christians, but targets other Christians. So they're taking the money the church is receiving to go pick up the regurgitated altar athletes. They get saved every week. They bring Christ to an open shame. They don't understand Scripture. They're okay with the fact that he died on the cross and bled Calvary with his blood, and they continuously smack him back in the face by violating everything he died to give. That's what this is about. Christians, professed Christians' annual income is $12.3 trillion. $213 billion is given to Christian causes. $11.4 billion is given to foreign missionaries, which happens, by the way, folks, more money goes to animal humane societies in this country than they do to missions. Shame on America for that. $11.4 billion is given for foreign missions, 87% of which goes to work being done among the already Christian. What? 12% goes to work among the evangelized non-Christians, 1% among the unevangelized. So all of that money, 1% among the unevangelized. What was the money given for?
Mission.
What does Scripture tell us to do? Think not that there's yet 4 months. No. Pray that the Lord of the harvest will send forth laborers into the field to go to the highways and the byways, to seek and save that which is lost, to teach all nations. What? Salvation through Jesus Christ. All this money is going right back to the professed Christians, and they're not even reaching out. They're not even living out the purpose Christ died. 1% among the unevangelized. That's sick. These are goats hoarding the straw.
Yes, they are. And they will hoard the straw, and they'll continue to do it, and they'll send out newsletters to do it. The word mission means to be sent, 1 cent.
Of course.
It's a missionary. So
and what did Spurgeon say about that? Spurgeon said that if you're not doing the work of a missionary, you're a counterfeit. You're a fraud.
You don't love. How could you love if you're not trying to beget sheep?
Totally. I mean, you can't explain that one away.
No.
If I'm saved, what am I saved from, and what am I saved for?
That's my purpose.
That's right. Most people think they're saved from hell.
Yeah.
That's hell insurance, fire insurance. That's you right. need to read your Bible, you know, friends. And if that's the case, then what are you saved for?
Yeah.
I'll show you my faith by my works.
If I have the cure for cancer,
correct.
Would I be sitting in my house saying, oh, well, you know, I got the cure for cancer. And I tell my wife and kids, hey, I've got the cure for cancer. I go to my church, maybe share with them, I have the cure. I would be going throughout the whole world saying, I just found the cure for one of the most destructive diseases that nobody knows how to beat.
Well, that's what Jesus
says.
The
cure for cancer.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with us in salvation in Christ. If you're not sharing your faith, you don't have faith. How could you have faith?
What did the Lord use as an analogy, Jake, to take all that you have and sell everything? And I'm not using that as a pitch, friends, at all, friends. There's some weird stuff out there. But what was he saying? He's saying, no. Sell everything you have. Give everything away that you have. And I'm talking about the excess of vanity, the spirit of the world, the possessions of the world that pull me away from God.
That's right.
Okay?
Right.
And give your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength to God, and you'll find him. That's what he's saying there. It has nothing to do with you go out and selling your stinking house like this whack that said last May was the end of the world, and he made millions of dollars off the stupidity of the people. That's not my point. But let me get back to my point. Less than 0.5% of church funding goes to youth causes. Folks, you know what's interesting about my ministry? Is a lot of times we had to raise money on the streets just to pay for the high school assemblies.
Oh, yeah.
That shows you how shunned off the young people are in our country. And this is purposed, of course. The government loves this. Corrupt government loves this. Then they can indoctrinate your kids. Then they can be your parents' daddy and mommy.
That's
just like MTV's founder said of MTV when he said that of the 14-year-old kids. Hey, we own them. Of course they do. But just think about that. So that's what we're up against. Less than 0.5% of 1% of all funding goes to youth causes. The question is I have, do you see a problem maybe with this picture? I hope it shows you what we're up against on a daily basis. Do you wonder why the youth have such a disdain towards the older generation? Because they do, friends. That wasn't the case. Why don't you read Obamacare? Why is there such a disconnect between the generations? Why is it that ministries focused on outreach and biblical evangelism are the ones underfunded and in some cases even neglected? And by the way, a lot of these missionary trips that you see in the modern church today, yeah, the professed church, it's to Hawaii, it's to Mexico, it's sick, friends. Folks, we are only as great as the least of us. Forget that not. The ills of society cannot only be blamed on those who commit them, but to those who have the knowledge and means to stop it, yet allow it to go on by their inaction. So I respectfully ask, do you allow, friends, listen to me carefully, do you allow the very thing that you tolerate? Only you can answer that question. I can't answer it for you. After hearing the victories of this ministry, You Can Run International and the Sons of Liberty Radio, many still doubt that it can be done in the face of all opposition. And this is perfect because it leads right into the Revolutionary War and the 3% that we're willing to fight. Folks, casting vision is not the reason that the Sons of Liberty ever need your support. We have plenty of vision. And we're fulfilling vision. And the fruit of our victories in Iowa, Florida, and 342 high schools, if that is not enough for you, the only thing I can gather from that is you're angry that we've actually won the day time and time again in the name of the Lord. Because we get emails from you folks all the time. We love you guys. This is my favorite radio station. I can't get enough. I mean, literally, I just went online. I do not go to my Twitter account that often. I feed it all the time. But seeing the responses, can you come to Virginia? Are you on radio in Virginia? We got some feedback yesterday that we're in Panama. We're all over the country, and everybody loves the Sons of Liberty except their opposition, and that's good. And there's a reason they're at odds with the Sons of Liberty, because they don't like God and they don't like our republic, simply put. Folks, you may choose to look the other way, but you can never say again that you did not know. And let me say this, just like Martin Luther King said, rightly. Right now, the right time to do the right thing is right now. We're asking for firepower in this ministry is what we're asking for. They need your help. They need to know that you love them. We're the vessels that will give you air cover to do just that. We need gas to get to the next battle, is really what it comes down to. Again, let me say it. You may choose to look the other way, but you can never say again that you didn't know, because, friends, you do know, and you respond to us on a daily basis. It's enough to tell us that you love us. That's great. But let's take it another step, and let's get involved with the Sons of Liberty. My doors are open. We get people coming down here all the time from all over the country. We would love to have you come in, get to know the crew, and join the battle, because that's the only way that we are, notice the word, we are going to win the day. America is saying the same things. Now, enough of honoring Christ and our posterity with our lip service. Let's do something about it, because we can and we will. It should be your care, therefore, and to mine, to elevate the minds of our children and exalt their courage, to accelerate and animate their industry and activity, to excite in them an habitual contempt of meanness, abhorrence of injustice and inhumanity, and an ambition to excel in every capacity, faculty, and virtue. If we suffer their minds to grovel and creep in infancy, they will grovel all their lives, said the second president of the United States of America. Jake, any last words? I'm coming back talking about the Revolutionary War and the 3% that we're willing to fight for their country, their posterity, and their God.
Sons of Liberty, and we encourage you to become a son or daughter of liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Start listening to Sons of Liberty and connecting with other listeners also. Sons of Liberty helped me with the direction to find, understand the truth, and be the best patriot I can be. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the Bible are armor our Creator intended all mankind to have. Thank you guys for magnifying our patriot's duty.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes. Is available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Like my own.
He had a date, Olive, and he asked me.
Not right now, Heather.
There.
Not right now.
Let's go, Bluto.
That's olive oil?
Bluto?
Boy.
What about Popeye?
Dude, it's been 20.
I'm right here.
25 years since I've seen that.
Really?
Yeah, last time I seen olive oil on Popeye's, I seen them at Universal Studios years back.
Really?
Yeah.
No, they was there.
No, they came to see me.
Oh.
Remember?
Definitely.
See, dude, you have to roll backwards all the time.
What was it? Somebody commented on there. It was one of your profile pictures on the fan.
See, you guys think I, like, go to those places to see others. Actually, they're coming to see me.
Samson. Somebody commented on one of your pictures.
I seen that.
Samson.
Yeah, that was really cute, wasn't it?
Nice.
Yeah. Our friend from Florida.
That's right.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Tea Party Manatee, I think.
Yes, that's right. Cool.
Hey, you know what? Speaking to that topic you were just talking, somebody just emailed. So he's writing a book. This is Richard. And in one of the chapters, I make the argument for the church failures in society. I heard during the show some stats, percentage of money for reaching non-Christians, etc.
Yeah.
They're supportive of my argument. I was wondering where I could find those. You guys were dead on. Let me know. You can point me in that direction. We're going to post those stats onto our Facebook here within the next 5 minutes. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
Cool.
You'll get to see those stats. Use them for whatever you want.
It's great information. It really is. And it shows you. It's shameful conduct is what it is. They're not reallocating the finances where they need to be, friends.
That's right.
They're using it for self-indulgence.
Exactly.
And it's sick. It really is. And I don't like... I'm sorry. Sick is not the right word.
Yeah.
It is shameful conduct. It really is. Folks, 1-877-807-9977. Again, if you'd like to check us out online, go to Bradley Dean, my new fan page. I'm constantly feeding that, inundating that. Matter of fact, those stats just happen to be on that page. Like it if you would. If you'd like to go over to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, do that as well. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or go to our brand new website. It is awesome looking. It is the cream of the crop. It has been shined.
And today,
how do you know what? Here's a good question. How do you paint a lily? You can't, can you? And the guy that just updated our website, he painted that lily. He did. Because it looked great before. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And this week, you can get the My War DVD series, 5-part, for only $60.
Amen. And now's the time to do it.
Yes, it is.
During the Revolutionary War, only 3% of the people actually fought against Great Britain. 3%. Jake, did you remember our conversation right during the last break there?
Yes, I did. I'm trying to post
that. Yeah, that's why you're the co-host.
No, I'm trying to post that deal we just talked about.
I already got it up there. Go ahead.
On yours.
During the Revolutionary War, only 3% of the people actually fought against Great Britain.
Mm-hmm. 3% of the population. Now, many people don't understand that direct number. That is the corresponding amount of citizen soldiers that George Washington had in his army. It was 3% of the overall population of the colony.
That's crazy.
That was all that stood
up. But isn't that like the Lord? It's like going back to Oliver Cromwell.
Yeah.
Oliver Cromwell back in the 1600s. Mm-hmm. That was a modern day Gideon.
Yes.
That's
and
pretty.
He even said it. Out
well,
of
what about William Wallace? You guys know him as Braveheart, friends. Look, that's a modern day Gideon.
Yeah.
Man, he took the Lord for you. As a matter of fact, when he was executed, he had the Book of Psalms in his hand.
Amen.
Amen. And so in saying that, if you look at those modern prophets, and prophets they were.
Yes, they were.
It's pretty awesome stuff. Even go to MLK,
yep.
A modern prophet. MLK God was more of a major than a minor.
Mm-hmm. God sent the leader when the movement needed it.
Yes.
And that was why, because it was in the people's hearts, and the Lord said, okay, now is ready for me to send my man, just like Moses with the children of Israel.
That whole movement was redemptive power.
Yes, it was.
There's no getting around it. Let's go to the next point. Only 10% of the citizens actually actively supported that 3%. Listen to that, friends. But look, 237 years later, we're still here.
That's right.
Because of that 10% that helped that 3%.
Mm-hmm.
Are you hearing me, my friends? That's great. Approximately 20% considered themselves to be on the side of the revolution, a righteous revolution, by the way, friends, one that they did not invoke or incite, but they did not actively participate, 20%.
But they were on, you know, they gave their mental.
Well, they gave their opinion.
That's right. Well, and that too. Maybe yeah. Facebook.
Maybe they all had their credentials or something. Right. Maybe they were the ones that owned castles and lands like the nobles back in William Wallace's time.
Hey, guys, George Washington's really doing a great thing, isn't he? Click.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what, that king of England, he's a real bad guy, isn't he?
Click. I'm doing the click marks, you know, the mouse when you Facebook things.
They didn't have them back in the 1700s.
No, they didn't.
I just wanted to share that with you. Towards the climactic
thank you for
end
that.
Of the war, approximately 30% actually fought on the side of the British. It shows you who is in charge when a man obeys God.
Amen.
John Knox, the prophet during the time of Mary Scott. Mary Queen, what is it? What is it? Mary Queen?
Queen of the Scots.
The Queen of the Scots, who was very stupid and foolish. She was. I didn't say that. John did. He said it in a nice way. I just said it so everybody could understand. I'm translating into modern vernacular.
Scottish language.
Stupid, mm-hmm. Right?
That's without a kilt.
Yeah, he's the one that said a man with God is in the majority. And he was right because Mary Queen of Scots, of the Scots, she's the one that said, I fear John Knox and his prayers more than all the armies of Europe. That is a man of God, friends. That is a man of God. Next point. The rest of the citizens had no disposition either way. They didn't care. They didn't want anything to do with what they deemed to simply be a political issue. I love this when people say, oh, that's politics. We can't get involved in politics.
I don't like talking about politics.
We've talked about it a million times. Yeah. But politics is the science of government. Let's go back to the word and define science. Science is the study of creation. Therefore, government is an extension of God's creation. And James Wilson is the one that said governments and religion are the two sciences that run together. Of course, because God gave government. That's why you see Moses everywhere.
He ordained, and he ordained government for the very purpose. Many people say there's a difference between the sacred and the secular. The sacred being what? The sacred being, well, the pulpit and preachers, right? Well, God ordained ministers. The same word translated in Romans 13. those ministers are appointed to us for our good as well. Those are government ministers.
We're to overcome evil with good, not the other way. Nowhere will you find in Scripture, friends, anywhere where the church is to submit to anybody that sets himself at war with God. Nowhere.
Contrary.
Of course.
Their job. They were ordained to uproot that evil.
John Knox, I'll give you the exact quote. This just came to my aid. Thank you, olive oil.
Touché.
John Knox, Scottish reformer, in an interview with Queen Mary of Scotland, this is what he said. I don't even want to say diplomatic because this boy was black and white. They said when he would start out preaching that he would start out calmly until the anointing came and he started pounding on the pulpit violently. That's a man that understands the anointing. The world looks at it like, ooh, there's something wrong with that. No, God is visiting his children. Read the book of Deuteronomy 5 when Moses translated, or actually he was the ear to God to give his voice to the people. And what did he say? He said that because you're afraid of the fire, the people said, Moses, you hear from God and tell us what we're supposed to do. We'll do it. They were afraid to go into the fire. But he said, John Knox did, the Scottish reformer, in an interview with Queen Mary of Scotland, conscience, that means with knowledge, madam, requireth knowledge. And he said, I fear that. He said, I fear that right knowledge you have none. Come on.
Yoda.
I'm exactly right. He said, you're stupid. Wow.
I fear you have none.
That was just a nice way of backhanding someone. You know who used to be really good at that? And I'm not even going to call it diplomacy, because diplomacy is seduction in another guy, said Ben Franklin. I mean, they would call it for what it was, but they would backhand people, and they didn't even know they were being backhand until after the fact. MLK was great at it.
Well, and all he did was just let the truth do the backhanding. He didn't have to assist it. It just did it. Just like with Mary, Queen of Scots. It just did it. Here's the truth.
So what are your final thoughts on this, Jake, talking about the revolution? Parallel it with Gideon.
Gideon went out.
Go to Penuel and Succoth, well, you know, those that wouldn't support his ministry.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, a majority of Israel was just within the tribe of Manasseh originally when he went out and blew the horn. Abiezer was gathered unto him. And then the Lord filleted those, what was it, 20,000 down to 300. This was one tribe out of 12 tribes in Israel that took on hundreds of thousands of Midianites who had been oppressing the entire nation of Israel. And when Gideon goes out, he's not equipped. He was the least in his father's household, so he said.
Mm-hmm.
He was fearful of the Midianites because he was threshing wheat in private. He didn't want anybody to know about it.
Well, you said that like it was subject to truth. I mean, he really was.
Yeah.
He was.
At least in his father's household.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a saying when somebody comes and they're called on, they say, well, I'm not me, I'm the least of. So I'm saying he said that. I don't know in context if he was the youngest, if he was the weakest or any of that.
Yeah.
But the point is he went and answered the call. And what did he do? He asked for the fleece two times. This wasn't somebody that was out there that was titled a reformer. This was, wow, that was fast.
That was really fast.
Gideon stood on behalf of the Lord, and look what the Lord did through Gideon.
John Adams, the second president of the United States, 1765. Liberty must at all hazards be supported. We have a right to it, derived from our Maker. But if we had not, our fathers have earned and bought it for us at the expense of their ease, their estates, their pleasure, and their blood. America, you are a blood-bought nation, both in the natural and in the spiritual. The blood of Jesus Christ is the propitiation of the sins of the world. But the Lord said, if you walk in the light as I am in the light, we have fellowship as one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sins. We will talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.